Johnson. We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
Due south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is hour number three of Govern America. It continues to be March 6th, 2010. And we're talking about the Constitution, and is this a valid document for our government? We've reached a fundamental question. We had a caller earlier call in and ask about, you know, why are we supporting the Constitution? What's the point in doing that? Anyway, Mark in Texas, I think you're still on the line, aren't you, Mark?
I'm still here, bud.
Yeah, did you have anything else you wanted to add?
Well, just, you know, we talked before about ICLEI, and let me paint a scenario how all this is working. And these little cities are coming out and they're saying, you know, if you've got an RV or a boat, this is just a small example. You got an RV or a boat that you busted your butt off, you know, to buy it, to be able to enjoy it. It's not a daily driver. You're not pulling it out every day and leaving mud, you know, up and down the street and up and down the alley, you know, because you park it on your private property. What they do is they come in and say, well, in order for you to keep this possession on your private property, you must lay concrete underneath it, or you will be in violation, you know, the newest city code. Okay, you go ahead and you lay your concrete. In waiting is a bill that will say your storm runoff is going to be calculated by how many square feet of concrete you have, because, of course, the runoff is increased because the ground can't absorb it, don't you know? So they come out and they make you pour concrete. Then you get to pay a calculated bill on the estimated runoff now that you have extra concrete on your property. And by the way, it's not a one-time fee. It's a continuing fee. That's the way they're working this. That's the way all these laws, most of them, are enacted. It's the Hegelian. It is. It's Hegelian dialectic.
But if this goes on under our present Constitution, is it going to go on if we go back to the Articles of Confederation?
I don't think that's necessary.
I mean,
if we could just get to the Constitution, I think about 80% of our problems would be null and void and gone.
That's the point. I don't think we want to throw out the Constitution. I really don't.
Well, look, you brought up a minute ago about the eminent domain. Who wrote the dissenting opinion on that? It was Sandra Day O'Connor, that worthless liberal. She's the one that stood up and said, this isn't right. And I have proof to back it up by previous Supreme Court rulings.
Yeah.
What did that get us? Who's running this country?
Exactly. Hey, I appreciate the call, Mark.
Take care of yourself, buddy.
God bless you, man. I appreciate it. When we come back, we have Leo in Massachusetts and John in Tennessee. Stay with us, folks. We'll be back.
Are you new to free? freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
How would you like to save up to $1,000 on your grocery bills? TDMS Marketing Research is conducting a special consumer spending study in your area. Call today and receive a certificate for $1,000 worth of grocery discounts and coupons. Then choose the coupons you want from hundreds of name brand groceries, personal and household items, and redeem them in supermarkets. TDMS has done the coupon clipping for you, so you save time and money. To receive your certificate for $1,000 of grocery discounts and coupons, you just pay a small processing fee of only $2.95. Fill your shopping cart while saving money. This is a limited time offer, so don't delay. Some restrictions apply. Call toll-free 1-877-303-1622 now to get up to $1,000 worth of grocery discounts and coupons for just $2.95. Call 1-877-303-1622. That's 1-877-303-1622.
Introducing the new Bill Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product. Not available in...
All right, we're back. This is Government America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here, let's go back to the phone lines. By the way, the phone number, if you'd like to call in, is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443, and let's go to line 5 and talk to Leo in Massachusetts. Leo, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for taking the call. You know, I think one of the really serious problems is that most of us seem to be job voting and not getting anything done, and I think that's reflecting the gentleman who was upset about the treason issue, and we need to put it into action to maintain the Constitution. So I'm trying to think of something that will really work, and maybe repealing the 17th is the most important focus point, because that was the bad one that took away the rights of the states to appoint the senators, and this is where I think our focus should be. Treason is a much more difficult thing to prove, but the 17th, I think, is a much more weaker link to attack.
Yeah, we certainly have become, we've gotten away from the principles of being a republic. And, you know, I suppose that's what they mean by calling us a democracy, you know, mob rule. It certainly is a thought, isn't it? There's a reason why it was set up that way to begin with.
I spell that word slightly different. I put it M-O-C-K. Is what it really is, as a democracy.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is this, we really should coalesce on a specific issue, and if we can find a specific issue to coalesce on as patriots, then, you know, we might be able to at least enforce a certain aspect of the Constitution or repeal the bad stuff. And that will build momentum. We need to do something to build momentum. And I think that's a good place to start.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think I would agree with you on that. I mean, obviously, we've seen where senators are being directly elected. You know, obviously, the states, we have to get control of the states first. You know, the state governments are out of control. And a lot of these clowns I wouldn't even trust to do the appointment of senators anyway. But anyway, your point is very well taken, but I agree with you. I agree with you. That's a very good place to start. I would also caution people, though, to be careful about the constitutional conventions, because, as we've covered many times in the past, those can be a danger and open the entire Constitution up for you know, basically to be rewritten. And, in fact, that's how the present Constitution came about. That's how they threw out the Articles of Confederation. Anyway, let's go to John in Tennessee. John, good morning.
Right. Thanks for letting me on again.
Mm-hmm.
You had a caller there, and I felt really like I had to call. The guy that was addressing, talking about treason, and why is no one saying the word treason? And what about the Bar Association? Listen, and I don't remember his name, I'm sorry, but the Bar Association, folks, is controlled by Great Britain. It's a farce. Our legal system is a farce. So we got to understand, you know, just like the previous caller, Leo,
mm-hmm.
The creepers have crept in, folks, unaware because we've been asleep. Our ability to address any of this, in my opinion, through Congress or through the Senate or through the law system is just an exercise in futility, because, you know, many of us, what we say, we know that we're speaking truth.
Well, what happens when you go through? What do we come in contact with? Well, how many times did your mother drop you on your head, John? You're a conspiracy kook. Do you want to buy a tinfoil hat, John? I've got one. You know, whether it's Leo or Darren or Michael or George or Rodney, when you come to people that despise truth with truth, they attack and attempt to kill the messenger, because the message is truth. They can't attack the message. So they minimize, ridicule, and attempt to cast the messenger in a light that other people with little or no common sense, very little understanding of the Constitution, to make them say, well, I'm not putting myself through that. Look what they're doing. They're castigating men and women. So to think that we could coalesce, we can coalesce. But when you go before them, they're going to laugh at you.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to be talking to a wall, folks. There's no way that you're taking this country back through politics. The only thing you can hope to do is gain control of your local area, you know, your city government, possibly your county, if that hasn't been corrupted.
Yeah.
These people crept in. They know what they're doing. We know that the conspiracy is real, and the conspirators, Darren, are being very highly rewarded with our money, our property, position, power, anything else that a king or a peon of a king would desire, they're getting. So why do they want truth? I mean, I don't know. Am I making any sense to anybody?
Well, you're making perfect sense to me. You know, that's the thing. People have tried to bring the Constitution into federal court, and they're laughed at. I mean, they don't...
Look, they're told when they said, I will not allow the law in my courtroom. Well, hello, folks. A court of
law won't allow the law in the court?
Mm-hmm.
Wonder why.
Well,
is it possible that our courts are not what we believe them to be? Is that why O.J. Simpson and others can get off with, literally get off with murder, when a guy that's just trying to exercise what he believes and what are written constitutional rights that are God-given are put under the jail?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Can't argue with it. Thanks for the call, John. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Darren.
God bless you. Let's go to Roger in Arkansas. By the way, the phone number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Roger, what's on your mind?
One thing, the one guy called in and said something about that property tax that didn't exist in this country before 1900.
Mm-hmm.
I just happened to be reading a book called The Worst Tax, The History of the Property Tax in the United States, and I'm telling you, the property tax was here way before 1900. Many of the states, when they joined, like Kansas, for instance, right in their constitution, they put property tax. And
okay.
We weren't talking just about land, man, everything you owned. Now, they talked about... The one guy said, nobody talks about the treason clause. Here's another thing that I haven't heard anybody talk about for a long time, is what they call the fully informed jury. And basically, a single individual sitting on a jury has the right to judge not just the facts of the case, but they have the right to judge the law.
Mm-hmm.
And if they deem that law unconstitutional, then they are in no way... required to, judge the guy guilty of breaking a law because it's unconstitutional. You should be able to go on the internet and put in fully informed jury
association,
FIJA or something like that, and find out information on it. I don't have it right here in front of me.
Yeah,
but there are some Supreme Court cases, that back this up.
Yeah, I'll try to look up that website because I was going to mention that group as well. The Fully Informed Jury Association is what it's called. And, that right there, like you very aptly pointed out, is a very good solution on establishing justice in this country, is if the people that go into these jury rooms are educated about what their sovereign rights are, and how much power that they have, I think the instructions that they, I think some of the biggest jury tamperers are those who are members of the bar.
They're the judges.
Yeah, they give the jury instructions on what they should and should not do, but the jury has to understand what their rights really are.
Exactly.
And you don't convict if you, based upon the proceedings, surmise that the person is not guilty, you have the power to say they're not guilty, despite what you've been told.
Right. The thing is, just if everybody understood this, when somebody was brought up to court under the Patriot Act, they could say not guilty, and it would deem, pretty much put the Patriot Act out of business.
That's right.
Trying to get these criminals in Washington, D.C. to do something about it, they're not going to. They're bought and paid for. But that's the thing, this is where, the power is, that we have the right to judge the facts and the law. If we don't like the laws they're making, we have another ballot, not just at the ballot box for their election, but at the ballot box of the jury.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I appreciate that. Did you have anything else there, Roger?
No. That's pretty much it.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for the call.
Uh-huh.
Folks, we're just about up to break time again. And by the way, that website I mentioned and Roger mentioned, Fully Informed Jury Association, it's FIJA.org. www.FIJA.org for the Fully Informed Jury Association. They're a good group, and they're all about educating people on their rights in the courtroom as jurors. Stay with us. We'll be back in a moment here on Govern America.
Hello, Virgin Water Purifier is perfect for a mid-sized family. Purified water for drinking, cooking, and other needs, the Royal Berkey can expand to use four black Berkey elements, which can purify up to 8 gallons per hour. Give RBN a call today. Your family deserves to drink clean, purified water. For the best tasting water available, call 800-724-2719. Again, that's 800-724-2719.
Coming out of Babylon, how one man is doing it. Go to freedom-school.com. Link to Jerry F. Kirk only. What one man can do, another man can do. Nothing sold, nothing charged, and you may not make any monetary donations to this man. If your master is the Christ, if you are an attempting servant of your master, the Christ, success is yours.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.laysmedinc.com on the web. That's www.laysemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
We're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. By the way, the website is governamerica.com, www.governamerica.com. And the phone number, if you'd like to call in, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Let's go back to the phones. And if this is the person I'm thinking it is, it's glad to be able to finally talk to Gringo. Gringo, good morning. Are you there?
Hello, Darren. How are you?
Good. Are you in Mexico?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, how you doing?
Well, staying alive. I guess I'm doing good.
What's on your mind?
Well, there's a new twist to the roadblocks here in Mexico. Before, we kind of got used to the military pulling us over, or the state police or the federal police. Now, the cartel is setting up roadblocks, and they're looking for anybody on the list that other cartel members or relatives. And once they find them, they put them in the back of a pickup truck, call them off, and nobody ever sees them again. About a week ago, 144 people were killed in a Reynosa jail. Never reported on the news. We found out because we had friends that worked in the kitchen there.
Mm-hmm.
And now the DPS in Texas is advising college students not to cross the border because, you know, we have a Padre Island here where it's a big location for the college students to come down on spring break. And they usually go across the border where it's you only have to be 18 to drink. So now the DPS, which is Department of Public Safety, are advising the kids not to go over there, but I tell you what, they're not making a very strong case of it.
You see
what's going on here. Go ahead, Darren.
You're down there.
I'm in Rio Bravo, which is right across the border from McAllen, Texas.
Right. Now, folks, this is a listener, by the way, that I was telling you about earlier, who's been corresponding with me by email, letting me know what's been going on down there. And it's a very volatile situation, as you and your family there, your wife, are living there. And you have regular occurrences of violence nearby, don't you?
I'll tell you how regular. My children were pulled out of school 3 days last week because of shootings near the school. And one was Mexican Marine helicopters circling the area, shooting down at cartel members. And unfortunately, they killed a few civilians.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're calling this a drug war. That's a bunch of, let me tell you something, it's a big lie. This is a war for territory. It's a civil war. I have friends that work in the Mexican government that tell me 22 out of 32 states are being attacked by not only Zetas, cartel members, but there's also other freedom fighters that are blowing up oil pipelines, all the electrical generating plants here are surrounded by Constantine wire and military because they're trying to blow them up too.
Mm-hmm.
This is a war. It's a full-blown war. And the news media is keeping it from the U.S. people because they don't want them to know exactly what's going on south of the border.
Yeah, and you know, I covered that piece, and I think you probably heard that, and maybe that's what the reason why you called in is, you know, they're already saying now that we have Mexican drug cartel members operating throughout the United States.
I don't doubt it.
So my concern, and this has really been my concern, as we've seen this thing spill over into Texas. You sent me that article about how some of the bullets were flying across the border, and I think a campus in Texas.
Yeah, the University of Texas Brownsville hit the science building.
Mm-hmm.
50 caliber bullet.
Had to be evacuated because of it.
Oh yeah.
So I mean, this is the reason why, you know, NAFTA needs to be rescinded because our borders are to be eliminated under NAFTA, and you know, we need our military back at home on the border to patrol the border to keep this stuff out. But you know, I don't see that happening under this federal government because. You know, even the last administration, they work hand in glove together to basically tear down the border and to eliminate, you know, our sovereignty. We're supposed to, you know, here's the thing that just strikes me as being absolutely remarkable, Gringo, and I really appreciate you calling in. You know, the last administration came up with this North American Union idea. The Outer Security Perimeter, the Council on Foreign Relations, was involved in this. They said they wanted to create an Outer Security Perimeter around Canada, Mexico, and the United States to supposedly keep us safe, you know, from terrorist threats. And you know, what you're talking about here demonstrates very well as to why this is not going to work. Because terrorist threats, quote-unquote, can happen and are happening within our borders. And I mean, we're talking about real terrorism, not just the stuff where, hey, these patriots are doing this and that and the other. You know, we're talking about cartels, we're talking about criminals, we're talking about organized crime, mafia, drug runners, and, you know, I mean.
Well, how about this? How about this, Derek?
Mm-hmm.
City officials and police are in hiding here. They don't want to be seen in public in fear of getting killed. Assassinated. How about every little business? I'm talking about a candy store, a bar, a restaurant, a tire repair shop.
Hey, can you hold over the break? I got a break coming up. Can you hold over? All right, folks, we got Gringo from Mexico on the line. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've got dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
This land is your land, this land is my land, from California to the New York Island.
All right, welcome back. I'm going to dispense with the music. We have Gringo in Mexico on the line. He has been corresponding with me for quite some time, telling us about what's been going on down there in Mexico along the U.S.-Mexican border. He lives right along the border. He's a first-hand witness to much of the border violence and the situation there in Mexico. And Gringo obviously is not his real name. That's what the locals call him. We're not going to give out his real name because of, well, obvious reasons. But Gringo, I wanted to ask you, you had mentioned before about the local businesses there. It must be very hard to be a local business owner because many of these people are you know, they're being extorted by the cartels, right? Didn't you say that there was some kind of a deal, too, with the local principal of the school or something?
Well, for example, every bar owner, restaurant, tile shop, local candy store, every month they have to pay tribute to the local cartel here, our Deceptives. And normally it's like 5,000 pesos, which is about $300. You know, that could be the difference between staying in business or closing the doors. Now, I had a friend, a retired Marine, married a Mexican woman. She got caught on the other side of the border, illegal. So they deported her. So he wanted to live close to Texas, so he lived here in the same town that I live in. And he opened up a bar. Doing good. He opened up a convenience store. He was doing good. And then all of a sudden, they came in and said they wanted 5,000 pesos for him to stay in business. And he said, hey, look, if you need money, go get a job. They came back again, this time with a gun. They threatened him. And he didn't take it seriously. They came back the third time, and he beat up a bunch of people, flipped on the pool table, busted the door coolers, and they told him, now you have no options. He said, no, okay, I'll pay. He said, no, now your only option is get out of town or have your wife make a funeral arrangement because we're taking this bar over. And they did, and he's gone. And that's the way things work here. It's hard to believe, but everybody pays. I had my radio repaired about a month ago, and I was talking to the owner, and I said, surely you don't have to pay. He goes, you want to bet? And I'm talking about a guy that's busting his back, you know, mm-hmm. working on radiators. My God, I mean, everybody pays, Darren.
Wow. So this is what we got to look forward to if these cartels get a good stronghold here in this country, in the United States. And so, I mean, what are your thoughts on Janet Napolitano and Homeland Security? And all of everything that you know.
You know, I don't think she's fit for the job, first of all. She did a really lousy job as governor in Arizona, and I think it was just a political plum for her to get that job because she supported Obama, you know, in the elections and the campaign and everything. Other than that, I don't think she's even fit to hold the title, Darren.
Yeah. Well, obviously, you know, and she also supported the NAFTA Super Corridor. I got an executive order where she signed the extension, and that goes forward. As well, I mean, that has not been tabled. They're still intending to build those superhighways, and I say the NAFTA Super Corridor, actually, it was Canamex. But anyway, these international highway systems that are designed specifically to implement NAFTA, you know, as I see it, I think NAFTA is the biggest problem that we face in terms of our borders. Would you agree with that?
Well, let me tell you something about NAFTA, Darren. Even the typical Mexican, I'm talking about the middle class type Mexican, they know that NAFTA was put in place for transnational corporations to benefit, not mm-hmm. for us little businessmen. I used to do business in Mexico before NAFTA. I had one paper to fill out, a certificate of origin, and I'd put my goods across the border into Mexico. Now, with NAFTA, you need an attorney, a CPA, a team of people to find out, for example, what percentage of the computer board I'm selling was made in the United States. Well, how about none of it? And parts were made in Malaysia, China, Taiwan, and, you know, I mean, it's just a mess now to do business in Mexico, unless, of course, you're a big transnational and you can hire attorneys and CPAs.
Mm-hmm.
So you see where that's going, don't you, Darren?
Yeah. Now, you know, one of the arguments they made to bring about NAFTA, and I remember Bush making the same argument about CAFTA as well, the Central American Agreement,
yes.
Free Trade, was that they wanted to benefit the Mexicans, they wanted to benefit the Central Americans with these international trade agreements. Has NAFTA benefited the people down there? That you can see?
In fact, let me tell you what NAFTA did. Right now, Americans can dump corn under cost in the Mexican market. So all these little corn farmers in Mexico can no longer even sell their corn at a profit. So now they're all moving up north, crossing the border. A car worker in Mexico is making $200 or $300 a month. And that's probably what a car worker or assembly line worker in Detroit are making a day. So no, NAFTA didn't help anybody. Another thing, Purdue and Tyson Chicken, they're dumping chicken in Mexico like you won't believe. So the chicken farmers here, almost all the big ones are out of business, completely out of business because they just can't compete with Tyson or Purdue Chicken out of Arkansas. So, well, NAFTA didn't help these people. In fact, I think it was a plan to make people migrate north, Darren.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that. Because basically what you're saying is, I think, is that it's forcing them, it's making them to the point where they're so desperate that they have no choice but to try to go get into this country.
Well, Darren, if your kid was walking around with a bloated belly, crying for food, your wife is telling you, hurry up, get some food. I'm not talking about money, I'm talking about food.
Mm-hmm.
What would you do?
Yeah, you do whatever you can.
Or what border would you cross?
See, this is the thing about it, Gringo, that people don't understand, I think. You know, because there's a lot of an effort to pit the average person, one against the other. And I see a lot of people in patriot circles even, you know, so-called patriots. I don't know. They may be infiltrators. We're heavily infiltrated. But the point is that a lot of people are trying to make the argument that, you know, against the Mexicans themselves. You know, they're trying to turn us, you know, basically into a bunch of xenophobic people that are against the Mexican people. And I want to make it clear, we're not against the Mexican people, but it's necessary to have strong borders to protect our country, to protect our national security, and to keep the, like you're talking about, the cartels. So, I mean, you have two different things in operation. You have, on the one hand, you have desperate Mexicans that are coming in north, but you also have a lot of undesirables with them. And, you know, so, I don't know. I mean, these average Mexican people, I don't know. Can you speak to that? I mean,
Well, I'm definitely against illegal immigration. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, we did it the right way. I mean, finally, my wife got an immigration hearing, and we got her paperwork. But, you know, it took 2 years and $5,000. The typical Mexican can't wait that long. You know, he doesn't have the $5,000, Darren. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. Well, all the bureaucratic red tape that's put into place for those that want to do it the right way, you know, the deck is stacked against them.
Well, we were in Juarez last week, Juarez, Mexico, just last week. They told us to come 4 days before the hearing, so we did. You know, $70 a night for a hotel, over $50, $60 a day for food. And then our hearing was on Friday. And then they said we have to wait 2 to 4 days so she gets her U.S. Visa. So then we had to stay another few days, so, you know, $70 a night, $50, $60, $70 a day for food. I don't know how many Mexicans can do that, Darren.
Well,
you know, I'm talking about a corn farmer or a campesino, some guy that works out in the field, you know, picking beans. He just can't do it.
Right.
He's forced to do it illegally. So,
So are you going to be, you think you're going to be able to get out of that mess very soon?
Yes, very soon.
Well, that's good.
Very soon.
Because you regularly cross the border. I guess you work here in the United States. You're an American citizen, right?
That's right. Yeah, I got a warehouse over in McAllen, Texas. It's a 12-mile drive for me, you know. But even crossing the border, even driving from where I live to cross the border, it's dangerous. I mean, you know, I have to go through a military. First of all, I have to pay a toll. Then you got to go through a military checkpoint, Mexican military checkpoint. And then, you know, you can never tell what's going to happen at those checkpoints. Mm-hmm. Because if they find someone that's doing something stupid that has arms or anything, they're trigger happy. The Mexican military, here's what happens is a lot of times there's two cartels that are fighting amongst each other. The Mexican military comes, and then they shoot everybody that's running away. And that might include innocent men, women, and children.
Sure.
So they never report the actual amount of people killed. 2 weeks ago, there was a shootout in Reynosa, which is 5 miles down the road from me. They reported 6 people killed. Well, we talked to people that we knew who lived in that colonia, and they said there was more like 50 bodies laying around. So the Zetas even told the reporters that they better calm down and stop reporting how many people are killed if they like to keep their head attached to their body, because that's their method of terrorizing people. They threaten to kill them and cut their heads off. So, I mean, I hate to be talking like this, so it's scaring people, but
No. I'm not sure what's going on there, but we need the truth, Gringo. This is the problem. The American people are not getting the truth about just how bad it is down there. Are you still with me?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, we need the truth. And to have you call in and give us an eyewitness account, you know, it's just priceless in my thinking.
But you can't make this stuff up, Darren. And,
why would you?
It gets deep.
Anyway,
it's enough to upset anybody when you just even think about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you're living it. We had a shootout in front of my house back in January 7th, 2008. At least 9,000 rounds went off. There was we seen 11 people dead. And it was a cartel. They went to bust a cartel member's house. And they weren't expecting it. This guy had about 25 armed men inside the house. So when they went to bust the house, they weren't expecting to have that many armed men. And there wasn't enough of the AFI, which is the Mexican FBI. There wasn't enough AFI there to really defend themselves. So they ran, and then they called the military. And by then, more Zetas came. And it was a full-blown battle. I mean, they were throwing grenades. There was rocket launchers. Full automatic AK-47s, bullets hit our house. We could hear the thump, thump, thump when it was hitting our house. Luckily, we have a cement block house that didn't penetrate. My kids were in school, and me and my wife were in our bedroom under the bed. I mean, wondering, you know, are they going to kick in our door? Finally, the military came, and enough of them came, and they put them into it. But I mean, this is a common occurrence there. This isn't something, you know, once a month. This is every other day there's shootouts here.
So what you're really describing sounds a lot like just an absolute war zone, like anything you'd see in the Middle East or something.
Beirut,
we have
Lebanon.
That right on our border.
Beirut, Lebanon, all over again. And the sad thing is our government won't even report it.
Yeah,
I mean,
there's a complete, just about a complete media blackout on this story. They don't want the American people to know. And, I don't know what to say. I we pray for your safety, and hopefully, you know, you can get out of there very soon and very safe. But there's people that have to live there.
Oh, here's another thing. You can't swing a dead cat without hitting the military around here anymore. They just put another 10,000 troops on the border. We are living in a martial law here. I mean, the military comes. If they come and knock on your door, you better open it. And they'll come and search your house for any reason. So I just like to tell the people, look, stay out of Mexico. I mean, I don't care if you're going to Cancun, Acapulco. Oh, it's a vacation. It's safe there. No, it's not. And these border towns are especially dangerous. So if you're smart, you'd stay out of
Well, I think maybe you just hit upon the reason why there's a complete media blackout about this. Number one, the American people would demand something be done to secure the borders. But number two, I don't think they want to affect the travel industry.
Well, that's Mexico's number two moneymaker, right after Pemex, their national oil company, and remittances. Remittances from Mexican workers that work in the United States. But the remittances have been way down there. I mean, a lot of Mexican workers are going back to Mexico. They just can't make it. In that little village where my wife comes from in Oaxaca, when I first went up there, you hardly seen anybody 18 to about 50, any men anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was all women and children because everybody was in the United States working, illegally, of course, but, you know, send the money back. Now, you see all these people there, and most of the men are just sitting around drunk because there's no work, no money. But even the remittances are way down, Darren. So Mexico's in a lot of trouble. You know what they say? They say United States coughs, Mexico catches a cold. That's the truth.
Yeah, it's a sad commentary, isn't it? Well,
I just wish that our government would admit it, and the Mexican government would admit it, that it's a civil war. It's not a war on drugs. I mean, they're fighting for territory. And there's whole swaths of land here that are controlled by the Zetas. Even our even our local government here. A couple of friends of ours did that, these men and women, and they were invited to a posada, which is a Christmas party, at the local mayor's house. And so, of course, they went. They said they opened the door, took one look around, and turned around and left. I said, why? They said, I don't know what the fact is. And I mean, why would the mayor invite those people to his Christmas party unless he was one of them?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's right to the core, Darren. It's
just absolutely killing. Well, we'll be praying for you, and I ask everybody in this audience to do that. You know, and the only thing I can say is we need to raise awareness about this problem, and I really appreciate you calling in and letting us know what's going on down there. Thanks.
Okay, man. Good talking to you.
And God bless you.
I'll keep in touch.
All right, folks, we got another break. We'll take Rodney in Illinois on the other side.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's Shentrition. Shentrition.com or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Clinic. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to HB Extract.
Music here real quickly here. I want to cover this real quick and then we'll get to Rodney. Rodney, I appreciate your patience. From Reuters, U.S. lawmakers launch push to repeal NAFTA. March 4, 2010, it says a small group of U.S. lawmakers unveiled legislation on Thursday to withdraw from the North American Free Trade Agreement in the latest sign of congressional disillusionment with free trade deals. The bill, spearheaded by Representative Gene Taylor, a Mississippi Democrat, would require President Barack Obama to give Mexico and Canada 6 months' notice that the United States will no longer be a part of the 16-year-old trade pact. Quote, at a time when 10 to 12% of Americans are unemployed, and I think the percentage is much higher than that, folks, I think Congress has an obligation to put people back to work, Taylor said. He argued NAFTA has cost the United States millions of manufacturing jobs and hurt national security by encouraging companies to move production to Mexico. The high unemployment rate makes it a perfect time to push for repeal, even though past efforts have failed, he said. So anyway, the article goes on from there. It's on the website right now. I highly encourage folks to participate. Call these people, support these people for doing the right thing, and we need this repeal to go through. And folks, don't tell me it can't happen. It can happen. Miracles can happen, and this is exactly what we need, and I think the call from Gringo underscores this perfectly, why this is needed. Because under NAFTA, our borders are to be eliminated, and with the NAFTA corridor, the traffic is going to sail right through the border. It's not even going to be stopped. They have the inland port network where goods are going to be inspected, supposedly inspected, after they're already inside the country. I mean, this is real. It's going on right now, and that's why we have to support lawmakers that appear, anyway, to be doing the right thing for our country. Rodney in Illinois, thank you for holding. Sorry it took so long.
Go ahead, everybody. All right, Darren, I enjoyed that call very much. I will certainly yield to him his information anytime. As a follow-up to Gringo's call, if this all became public knowledge, immediately all Mexican illegals would be designated refugees, political refugees. How could we dare send them back into a civil war situation? And then, of course, it might just make it all that much worse. It would give legitimacy to anybody that wanted to cross the border. Don't you think?
I don't know. All I know is...
Anyhow, that's not why I called.
You're going
out, and I don't think I'll have time to tell the whole story, but I've given out hundreds of copies of Aaron Russo's America, Freedom to Fascism. Literally hundreds. Really thousands. But it finally happened. I had a woman contact me and said that she got the movie, and it's someone I know. It's a middle-aged... stay-at-home mom, you know, she's not one of us. She's not an RBN listener. She's not a member of the choir as far as the Patriot Movement, but she's just an honest, upstanding Christian woman. And she told me she was called to jury duty on a federal income tax case. And I'd like to tell you the whole story sometime when we've got a little more time.
All right. Well, we've got about another minute here, a little more than a minute. Can you give us a really brief version of it?
Sure. She said. She got my movie. She watched it over and over. She was very intrigued by it. She said she was called to jury duty, a federal court case in East St. Louis, Illinois, on an income tax charge. And I said, well, how in all the world did you get on the jury? She says, well, I'll tell you that. During voir dire, jury selection, of course, you know, her and all the prospective jurors are being questioned by the attorneys. And, you know, it was her turn, and she said, going through the motions, and then she said the judge turned to her and asked her directly, Mrs. So-and-so, do you know any people who don't think they have to pay income tax? And she said, yes, I do.
Hmm.
And she said, that was it. I said, and they still put you on the jury. She said, yes.
Wow.
That was really, huh?
Well, great. I got to run. We're out of time, but thanks for calling in. Folks, we'll be back next week. With recent